Over the last 12 years, we've been celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month, and we developed a Latino lecture series. You know, we have brought in the past Edward James Olmos, Dolores Huerta, Sylvia Mendez, Cristina Garcia, and so many other national renowned writers, community activists, and so forth. This year, we decided to go and go after Victor Villaseñor because of his outstanding writings. Some of his books included Reign of Gold. Burro Genius is another book that he has written. Basically, what he talks about is his family, how they arrived to the United States. 1910, during the Mexican Revolution, his family came from Mexico. And in his books, he talks about the rich heritage that he comes from, and the problems that his father as well as his mother encounter. These are stories that happened to his family, but there's like stories like this, whether you're Irish-American, German-American, or Italian-American. I think all of us have gone through those stages.
Hispanic Heritage Month starts on September 15th and runs through mid-October. Why is the celebration broken up between 2 months?
I have no idea how they did it or who did it. You know, all I know is that we'll take it any way we can, I guess. You know, we're just happy to be able to celebrate at NKU. We have a comprehensive listing of events. We're going to have a world soccer club, the 3v3. We have this. We have a salsa dance to kick off the National Hispanic Heritage Month. We also have a Spanish film series and so forth.
Why do you think so many people consider Latinos in a group of recent immigrants? There's been an enormous growth in the population over the past few decades, but history tells us that Hispanic people have been as much a part of the growth of this country as any other minority group, mm-hmm. and are responsible for taming a great deal of this country, the Southwest, for example.
Right. Well, you know, I think that's part of the educational awareness that we probably all need to go ahead and be aware of and at least promote it. As you know, California, Texas, Arizona, they were part of Mexico, you know, and not too many people know. So Mexicans, in this particular case, they were there before the U.S. annexed those territories. And they're still celebrating their rich Mexican-American history.
What message do you want people to take away from the participation in the celebration, even those that are not Latino or Hispanic?
Well, you know, what we want to do is bridge the gap. By having this kinds of program, what we want to do is have people come and help us celebrate by learning more about who we are and our place in history.
And the more we know about other people, the more we learn about ourselves.
Absolutely. We're all the same, Matt, when you think about it.
Before we go, I've been using the phrases Hispanic and Latino interchangeably. I have to ask you, is that politically correct? Am I making a mistake?
No, you're not. You're not. Basically, I try to use both. The term Hispanic was used by the U.S. government, I believe, back in the 1980s when they conducted the census.
You can find out how to get a full schedule of events celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month on our website at wnku.org under local news. Leo Calderon, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Matt.